Welcome to the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm Natasha, a licensed sex therapist and certified sex and intimacy coach, on a mission to empower Black women to choose a life of pleasure, not just today, but every day. There is nothing more powerful than a Black woman that authentically owns her pleasure and sensuality. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the gems. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. This particular episode is so near and dear to me, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be near and dear to you. Today, we are talking about checking off all the boxes. The title is, So You've Checked Off All the Boxes, Now What? I pause because I have to really sit and wonder if I am over the hump of checking off boxes. And I can be honest and say, no, I am not over checking off boxes, because in my mind, there are still things that I am supposed to do or things that I need to do. In order to, just say that I did it. So let me rewind. You're probably thinking, Natasha, what do you mean checking off boxes? So let me take you back to, Let me take you back to middle school. So you're in middle school. You start hearing people talk about high school. That's when the check boxes started becoming more frequent, or when I became aware of them. So that's when my parents really started honing in on me to get my act together, because I was getting ready to go to high school. And once you get to high school, you have to get good grades because you want to go to college and your GPA needs to be good to get scholarships so that you can get a good job. And that's when it really started clicking for me about checking the boxes. So then get to high school, and they're so serious about the structure. You have the classes that you're supposed to take in order to graduate. And what is it, like your sophomore year? Yeah, your sophomore year, because my son is a sophomore. And you start taking the practice SAT for college, and you start having conversations about what college are you going to and what are you going to do? What do you want to be when you grow up? And you just start getting these expectations of what your life is supposed to be like. And as you get older, you start recognizing what everyone else is doing. So for me, I was going to go to college. I was going to get my degree. I don't know if in high school I knew I was going to get a master's. I think towards the end of high school I knew, because I was going to be a therapist, which you get your master's. And then from master's, you're going to get the job, the six-figure job, not just any job, but the six-figure job. You're going to find the perfect spouse. You're going to have the kids. You're going to have the big house. And you're going to go on those, what, two or three family vacations. You're going to have the girlfriends. You're gonna pay into your 401k, you're gonna retire, and that's kind of it. And I followed those boxes, and things did not turn out the way that I wanted them to. They didn't turn out the way that I wanted them to, which was really frustrating for me, because I am a recovering type A personality, very logical thinker, high achiever, recovering perfectionist, all the things that I've noticed that many Black women are. And when things didn't go my way, it was devastating for me. There are still a lot of things in my life, and possibly I'll have episodes on that, I don't know. But there are things in my life that I still struggle with because I didn't check the box or because I colored outside of the lines, or I became a statistic of some sort. And I have really had to do some serious unlearning about what it means to check boxes. And I bring this topic today because I know that most of you who are listening are in that phase of, I'm checking off these boxes and it's not giving what it's supposed to give. And what it's supposed to give is a happy, joyful life. So we were told, or so we believed that when we checked off all these boxes, when we got the degree, that we would automatically get the job, we would get the six figures. And then when we get the six figures, we would be happy. And then we're not happy. We find the spouse, the perfect spouse, and we get married, have the beautiful wedding, still not that happy. Then you have the baby, you have the 2.5 kids, and you get the dog. Okay, still not happy. You get the vacation home. You see where I'm going? You're doing all the things and you're expecting this random outcome of feeling good. And it doesn't feel like anything. It just feels like, okay, I checked the boxes. What is next? I'm supposed to feel different, or people are supposed to be cheering for me, or what is on the other side of checking these boxes? Which is why my question to you is, now what? You've checked all your boxes, now what? I have clients ranging from just now starting to check the boxes, and what they're realizing early is, I don't feel different. Why don't I feel different? And then I have some clients on the other end who have checked all the boxes and are actively, which is why they come to see me, actively trying to live a life where they're not focused on checking boxes anymore. They've checked the boxes. They're ready for something more. They're ready to live. Because what happens when we focus on checking boxes, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, I'm okay with that, but we are not able to focus on the present moment. It's like a to-do list. Once we check one thing off, it's like, okay, next, right to the next one, to the next one. We don't even take time to celebrate ourselves. At some point with every client that I've had to tell her, did you celebrate yourself? Did you celebrate that accomplishment? Did you celebrate that? And because I know me, I know them. No. I took a moment and then I moved on to the next thing on my list, because there's so much on my list that I got to check off. So much I got to do. I don't have time to celebrate myself. I don't have time. So you're not focused on the present moment, and time starts to tick away. It's ticking away, and before you know it, 5 years have come across your line, and you don't feel anything. And now you don't understand why you don't feel anything, because you've done all the things. So I should feel good. I should be happy. It doesn't work like that. I am here to tell you, it does not work like that. It doesn't. I actually have a couple clients right now who are struggling with that exact thing. I have the job, I have the family, I have the money. What do I do with this? Why don't I feel like I'm living my life? Why is life not exciting for me? Why do I wake up every day dreading going to this job? Why do I wake up every day in a funk, irritable, angry, not want to be bothered by anyone, plastering this fake smile across my face? How dare I check all the boxes and be unhappy? How dare I? So much guilt in having all the things and still not being happy. Because there's so many people on the outside looking in telling you, why are you unhappy? You have it all. In their eyes, you have the perfect life. How could you not be satisfied? You should be grateful. There's so many people out there that haven't achieved the things that you have. I haven't achieved the things that you have. But here's a question. Who are you checking boxes off for? I don't want you to go into this immediate lie, because you're going to hear me say this multiple times. We have to stop lying to ourselves. And that's going to be hard to do, because some of the lies that we tell ourselves, we genuinely believe it because we've been saying it to ourselves for so long. Of course it's true. Of course it's true. But when I ask you, who are you checking these boxes off for? The answer is not going to come from your mind. The answer is going to come from like the deep bottom pit of your stomach, your soul, your gut. Some of these boxes, you know that you did not mark off for yourself. Some of these boxes were heavy shoulds. It was implied that that was the direction that you needed to go. You were busy trying to make someone proud. You were carrying someone else's dream. Think about this. Think about the fact that a lot of our mothers and our grandmothers, they didn't have the luxury of following their dreams. They didn't have the luxury of following their dreams. It was, this is the direction you go because you have a family to take care of, or that's what it is. So you do what you have to do for your family. You do what you have to do to survive, to make sure that everyone has what they need. You don't have to like it. It's not about you liking it. It's about making sure everyone else is good. You can focus on you later. And so that mentality was passed down. So then we get to you and I, get to women like my clients. And it's like, well, I didn't get to go to college, so you got to go to college. I didn't get to make all this money. You go make all this money. Or I'm going to go to make all this money because my family didn't have a certain amount of money. And so I want to be able to take care of them. Or I don't want to live that way. I don't want to live that way. I was listening to a coaching session, a session from my business coach. And she said, either we are trying to be just like our moms or be nothing like our moms. And I listened to that and I was like, oh my God, that is the truth. If that is not the truth. But also adding a little bit of, there are some of you whose moms are living through you. She's living through you. And you don't want to disappoint her because she's done so much for you. And I won't even stop at mom. There's just people in your family. There are people who are watching you, who have looked out for you, who have raised you, who have poured into you. And you go through this life believing that it is your duty. It is your life's purpose to make sure that they are always proud. Even if you're not happy. Even if nothing about your life brings you joy, brings you pleasure. You owe them. You are indebted to them. How dare you decide that you want to quit your job and start a business? How dare you want to go on a sabbatical for 3 months and go travel the world? How dare you decide that you don't want to cook dinner for your family and hire a chef? It's not what you do. Get in that kitchen and cook for your family. You know, it's things like that. We hold on to this debt that we owe people. And in the midst of holding on to this debt, we stop living. You stopped living. You lived for the boxes that someone else created for you. And now you're lost. Now you've lost the passion in your life. You've lost the motivation. You've lost the twinkle. Not only losing the twinkle, but then you start comparing yourself. Because if everyone's going by the same check boxes, then we should all be at the same spot, right? You shouldn't be doing better than me. Your life shouldn't be going a different route than me. What? We check the same boxes. Why are you making more money than me? Why is your house bigger than mine? Why do y'all go on more vacations than us? We check the same boxes. In comparison, y'all know what they say about comparison. I'm not even going to go any further because you know what they say about comparison. It's the thief of joy. Okay. What do you do now? What do you do now? I'm going to tell you what you do now. You really sit with yourself and figure out with the most honest place in your body. Why am I doing the things that I'm doing? Why do I get up every morning and go to this job that I hate? Why do I get up every morning and immediately start doing things for my family? Why don't I get up in the morning and do something to set the stage for myself? Why? Why do you do this? Why do you want to get married? Why do you want to have those 2.5 kids? Why do you want the big old house? Why do you want to have the business? Why? Why do you want that certain amount of money? It always is going to start with why. If your answer is, I don't know, you have some reflecting to do. Whose voice do you hear in your head when you think about these accomplishments and adding things to your box? Where have you heard this before? I'm here to give you permission to start finding areas of your life that are yours. I'm not going to tell you immediately to just go and do a 180 and just say, screw all this. I'm starting from scratch. Now, I'm not telling you to do that. So do not take that from this. What I am telling you is, where are there pockets in your life where you can be present and really figure out what you enjoy? What brings you pleasure? What direction do you want your life to go? What if you decided, I'm not going by checking boxes anymore. I'm not even going to look at this sheet. I'm not checking boxes. I'm going to start making decisions based off of what makes me excited. I'm going to start making decisions based off of what gives me butterflies in my stomach, what makes me giggle, what makes my heart race and my cheeks flushed because I'm a little nervous, but I'm kind of excited about the direction that I'm going. What if you followed those cues, your bodily cues, instead of following check boxes that someone handpicked for you and said, here, follow this. The road to what? The road to what? It starts with you. It starts with you deciding, this is my life. I've only got one and I'm going to do it the way that I want to do it. Will people be upset with you? Yes. Will they be frustrated with you? Yes. But I'm going to tell you, like I tell my clients, that is not for you to figure out for them. If you deciding to make pivots and start to add things in your life that brings joy to you, that makes you show up happy, that makes you show up juicy, that makes you show up in love with your life, which then makes you interact with those in your life differently, you show up differently for them. If they have a problem with that, then we need to start kind of looking at the boundaries. Because usually what that means is they're not getting something out of it. You've put a line in the sand that they don't appreciate. But also recognizing it's not your responsibility to help them cope through your changes. That's their problem. They need to go figure out why that bothers them so much. Not your responsibility. None at all. So I'm just going to leave that with you. I'm going to leave it with you to think about why you're checking off these boxes. And do you want to do it anymore? If you're fine with it, if you like it, I love it. Okay. But if you are genuinely waking up every day, the woe is me, questioning life, having a hard time getting out of bed, just you don't see the path anymore. Nothing is bringing you that zest, that motivation. It's time to start digging deeper. It absolutely is. So I'm going to end it there because I know you probably going to have more questions about yourself than you have answers from this particular episode. I am going to invite you to join me at the Journey to Juicy Retreat in Tulum, Mexico. We will be headed there November 2nd through the 6th, 2023. This particular retreat is for high-achieving, successful Black women who have checked all the boxes. Checked all the boxes, but still can't find that pleasure for life, can't find that zest for life. And now they're looking for a place to really sit and process and get the support and the healing that they need to transition into a life that is a lot more juicy, a lot more sensual, a lot more pleasurable. So if that is something you are interested in, I have dropped the application in the show notes. Let's have a little chit chat and get your spot secured so that we can go have some fun in the sun, stretch it out. Leave some of the day-to-day responsibilities behind so that we can figure out what your next best pleasurable self looks like. Until next time, have a wonderful day and see you next week. Thank you for listening to the Unapologetic Vixen podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you enjoyed this episode, like, leave a comment, and share it with someone you know could use the space. If you're ready to tap into your pleasure, join the Virtual Vixen Suite. It's a safe space for Black women to gain support and empowerment as they access pleasure, intimacy, and satisfying sex every day. And remember, pleasure is your right, boo.